Sticky drama is the girl for me. She's so sticky from the memories. You know it's so faded, they're here to seem famous. Today, she's dead. Welcome to The Talent Agency. And welcome to The Talent Agency, your number one trid show for violence, criminality, and homoeroticism. Last time, we had three adventurers two-step the repo man with a heart of obsidian. He didn't like to party, but he knew how to make a good pair of jorts.
With a heart of fool's gold, I would say.
Nice. We also had Nano Ranger, the shy, adorably cute orc boy who wants to be a Sentai hero, but for now is maybe a bit of a Sentai Zero. And also, we had Spurs, the lone cowboy trucker with an on-again, off-again relationship with his truck's AI, Trixie. They broke into the new V&A Museum in order to meet Sheena Belrose, an employee of Harpsichord Studios who wanted a new life out of the flesh prison that she was kept in. And instead, she now resides in the Hero of Titanium Hearts 5, the Thunder Chakras, a gigantic robot with a gun fist, and is living a happy married life out on a tropical island with a Ms. Johnson Carol. With the mission successful, the Shadowrunners retired back to their normal, surprisingly broke lives, but little did they know that there would be more work on the horizon. It's now a couple weeks later, and the news cycle, there's been a lot of news about a break-in and a kerfuffle at the V&A Museum. There was camera footage, but interestingly enough, the faces and voices of the assailants had all been blurred and edited to make them unrecognizable.
Yes.
Sound English, that'd be amazing. Is that why my voice was so weird last time? Yeah. It's just the recording.
You thought that you weren't going to get a contact from that Ms. Johnson again. But you get a video email. Let's go and set the scene for where our previous Shadowrunners were at before we move on a little bit. So where was Nano Ranger when he was watching the news reports of his previous shenanigans?
I think he might have been at home, sat next to his mother, sweating profusely.
And then you get a loud ping from your comlink.
I think it doesn't ping. I think it automatically opens as he set like a priority alert on those emails.
Mm-hmm.
Not expecting to be sat next to his mother, and the window just pops up and starts talking. He's like, "Oh god!"
And as you go, "Oh god!" It smash cuts to Spurs. What's Spurs doing when he receives the mail?
Spurs is buffing up Trixie. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple of weeks, but hey, come on now. He's just give her a bit of the old turtle wax on there. Mm. Shine her up real nice.
I think I've seen this documentary on Channel 5.
Channel 4.
In the year like 2075, there are like a good 80 channels of exactly that kind of content.
Sweet. There's one of them's on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the news on the little box out window, but it's the big.
Yeah, on that TV screen, while you watch Monster Truckers in Love, you get a video alert, message alert.
He gives it an old boop, pops up, so what's going on.
And then simultaneously on both screens, you see a very familiar Matrix avatar of a martini cocktail glass with very sexy legs.
Oh, yeah.
Confuses me every time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to feel.
And she says, "Hello, boys. Thank you very much for your previous work. We've had a delightful honeymoon. We may be staying out of the UK for a while longer. We're kind of going somewhere where we're hanging out in the country where the Titanium Hearts movies were banned, so nobody's recognised Sheena's new guys. So we're living quite comfortably. But I did say that you and Two Step have done good work. So. I've been talking to my people, and I have found somebody who is actually very interested in having shadowrunners who work with, shall we say, media professionals. He's not really one for meeting in person. He very much likes to hang out on the Matrix, but he has a private server address that I have forwarded to your comlinks now. I do need three people, and unfortunately, Two Steps, I think, a retainer, said that he is going to be on cleanup duty for the next little while and isn't free to come out and play. So if either of you know an additional person who could be available to work for us, that would be great.
I might know someone.
Oh, good, because I don't know anybody.
Well, we can't bring your mom.
Shut up, Spurs!
Maybe, can you bring your mom?
Shut up, Spurs.
Okay. The recording paused, but it's like an automated recording. She didn't hear any of that conversation between you.
She's gone.
And I expect you to contact this additional Mr. Johnson soon, hopefully with a third contact. Ciao, ciao, and the call ends, and you get an automated ping, and it's been giving you a server address on the Matrix. It does not have a physical location; it's one that you can access from anywhere, but you need to be on the Matrix to go visit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mom, I'm going to my room.
That's nice, dear. She's typing furiously, and also kind of like controlling the cooking station at the same time.
She's a hardworking woman.
Mm-hmm. Program up your own soy meals. Why even use your hands when you can, like, type in some ferocious lines of code and serve up a soy gourmet meal?
Wow.
Soy sarnies we've got last week, though. Soy butties.
The scene. Let's say it's Star Wipes, because I love a fucking good Star Wipe.
Don't we all?
Just Star Wipe into Spurs' belt buckle, which is a star.
Again, yes. Again. It happens once every episode until I get bored of it. This very peculiar Matrix location. It seems to be an old Hollywood theater. You're currently standing outside it's kind of like a darkened Vegas strip. You can kind of see palm trees and neon lights in the distance. The other buildings are kind of low lighted, but there's a grand golden theater standing in front of you. Spotlights waving in the background. And the doors are open and say, now showing criminal behavior is put along the top. Joining Nana Ranger and Spurs is a third figure who has also been kind of impatiently waiting for these other people to arrive.
You see a 6'5 female elf in sort of a long overcoat tied at the waist. Underneath, from what you can make out, is some sort of turtleneck arrangement going on, which seems to have the faint lines of sort of circuitry running down it. And she's just leaning against the wall. Wait.
And then suddenly there's a flashback to how this mysterious new person and Spurs have met.
So Spurs had he's on a run. And he's doing some security for a lovely, doddery old rich lady who was there to like a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their interaction when this... What's your name? Sorry.
Neon. Just Neon.
Neon. Yeah. Neon was trying to rob the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just got to talking because... like,
God, he's the ultimate gentleman.
She's like busting in through the grate and he's like, now, come on now.
The southern manners.
And that's it. And he's like, let's have a parley. Come on, sit down. And they got on. And then Mm-hmm. He went away. Well, as far as Spurs knows, Neon left without stealing anything. So,
what did Neon leave with?
Just as per usual, just some fine jewelry, just the standard cat burglary type stuff. We'll say in addition, the bonded over hats with you with your 10 gallon, and she has a posh aunt for things, such things as berets.
Hey, just hat talk.
What a hat talk. Just appreciate your style and yeah, your southern.
Can't wear a beret. My head's too big.
Just cuts to them trying on each other's just hats. Like,
could he have had a different life if his head was smaller?
If only I had a smaller head.
Strange affinity over vehicles as well. You with your truck and her with a little Vespa.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to seeing what this Vespa can do.
Your Vespa broke down and he gave you a lift home because it'd fit in the bed of the truck at the back. Yes.
Amazing. Unbeknownst to you, the loot was already in like one of the saddle compartments.
Spurs! You fool!
And then at the end of that scene, the camera kind of like wibbles like a hazy dream and then cuts back to in front of this digital theatre.
So we're in our avatar forms.
Yes.
So I'm a truck that's painted up like Trixie's face. Yeah, like a makeup says is really harsh lines on it and just big lashes. So yeah, kind of like Mater.
Like a female Mater.
Pink with big blonde wig. Beautiful. Mm.
If I remember, Nano Ranger's avatar was your like childhood avatar that you couldn't be bothered to change.
Yeah. It's like basically just a 10-year-old boy with like a Pokemon T-shirt on or something like
that. Sorry, we're in a digital space. We've got avatars now. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I probably should have explained that better. Let's retcon. It's not a sexy lady in a beret standing.
Or maybe you like that.
It is
I like the idea that you don't see necessarily at your avatar.
It is in neon hand with love heart above it.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Oh, that's cool. I like the idea that you don't really necessarily see your own avatar because you're looking out of it. So Billy's like, has just forgotten that he's not changed it, so he looks like this 10-year-old boy walking on this cyberspace and wonders why creepy people keep walking up to him.
Oh no.
Why is this 10-year-old hanging out on criminal websites?
Exactly.
This is, are you maybe a cop? We're not sure if you're a cop.
Ask me if I was a cop? That's a weird question.
If you're a cop, you have to tell us, Nano Ranger.
That's actually not true. That's a fact, but don't worry about it. It's fine. We're all friends here.
Entrapment.
And as you all walk into the theatre, it's as plush as you would expect. Very big velvet curtains. There are 3 seats illuminated in the audience. And the kind of like alarm that is like the show is about to start. Mm. Please sit down.
Can we have holographic popcorn?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Popcorn just kind of appears in front of you. The curtains start peeling back from nowhere. You hear kind of like an announcer's voice. I think like the soundtrack to Chicago, like the kind of announcer before each every song is kind of, now presenting the Mr. Johnson you love to hate and hate to love. The eye in the sky, I'm watching all the media beauties out there, presenting Automator! And the stage is actually entirely empty. No setting, you can see to the back wall, except for a single director's chair that kind of glides forwards out of the shadow. Sitting in it is a tall man in a very, very kind of like well-tailored, elegant suit. But instead of having a head, he has a single old-school style camcorder. In one hand, he kind of has like an old director's megaphone, like the one that doesn't even have like the old electronic workings in it. He's got like this really big obsession for the old vaudeville, but he has an electronic camera for a head, but you don't really want to say anything because, and then the other hand, he's swishing a large glass of wine. Ah, yes. Thank you for coming to my humble abode.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, darling.
I'm
glad when people give me the attention I so sorely deserve. I am Automator, and I am, how should I put this? Cooler than you. And I think that it's a great privilege for you to be working for me and for this enterprise. I have been watching your progress very closely. The last job that you two, has been gesturing to Nana Ranger and to Spurs, have done, and the very elegant petty thievery I have seen you do, pointing to Neon. And I think that you would be wonderful actors in future jobs that I have. I have very recently moved into the kind of Mr. Johnson line of work, and I definitely want the best of the best to kind of start going. You haven't necessarily worked with me before, but I've actually worked with you. It was a little careless of some of you to be doing missions without a hacker to disable camcorders and other recording devices. But I like to bestow my kindness and wonder upon those in need.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Manners.
Nano Ranger is holographically sweating profusely, like hands shaking in the popcorn.
Really?
Like,
thank the man.
No real names.
He knows who you are.
I know who you are.
I told you. Come on, Neon, say thank you.
I just give a little wave, the Neon hand waves, and the heart turns into a little wink.
That cracks me up.
Nice. Good hand. Nice. So, for my first gig, how are you all on pop music?
Now, unsurprisingly, I'm more of a country man myself, but I will give it a listen if I am told to.
All right, that's fine, that's fine.
Mom likes to listen to the radio sometimes.
Country?
No, the pop music channels, so a little bit.
In the top 40 is the top 40, that's acceptable. I mean, a lot of that is kind of trashy and mass-produced, but you know.
I just enjoy anything you can dance to, darling.
Well, danceable, I think, is probably a good fit. There has been a hot new act on the scene. And when I say hot new act, I mean within the last 48 hours. Oh. There's been advances in pre-made music technology. You are probably quite used to a lot of your music producers using algorithms and data gathering tools to construct songs tailor-made for your needs. And those are selling well, but those are very... You can tell that they are being made by a system and not a person, but they're cheap to produce, so it's a lot of what you hear, unless you want to go into some real counterculture nerd shit. But it seems that Cadence Bank, and you guys will know that Cadence Bank is one of the kind of like big data kind of conglomerates. They kind of made their money collecting public shared data to build big profiles and then kind of sell that out. But it seems that they have been using that data themselves to work on some new tech, and... they've been producing lots of automated music so far. But in this case, they seem to have made an entirely new self-aware AI, not for service industry, not for killing dudes, but to make music. The code name Orpheus and the stage name Orpheus. Her music is actually, dare I say, motherfucking phenomenal. It actually sounds like, you know, new tunes, like actually new. And I'm kind of blown away by that. I've never known AI to do something so fresh. And so she's become kind of a celebrity overnight. Her debut concert, which was kind of started up within hours of her single dropping, was incredible and brings up a large vid window of a mobile phone recording of this performance in the Bangalter Memorial Stadium in Manchester. It's open top, and there's just crowds of quite young metahumans waving glow sticks around and shrieking.
Teeny boppers.
As band step onto stage, as far as you know, entirely meat space band, and kind of converging in the air like blocks of light pinpointing together to make a human woman a good 8 foot tall with four arms, dressed incredibly elaborately, translucent kind of like ball gown, and she starts to sing and the crowd goes absolutely fucking wild. This kind of feels a bit old school. It's calling back to kind of some soul singers that you wouldn't really have heard of in 2070 unless you actually kind of knew the old music particularly well. But it's kind of like weird instrumentation that you've never heard of. You swear that there's an accordion in there somewhere, but it works. You're like, why? But it's dope though. And there's like a breakdown partway through and her voice does something that no metahuman voice could ever do. And yeah, it's wild.
Billy's like really studying the video back, and he's just like, fascinating.
Yeah, and when you feel like it's going to kind of go into the key change that all pop songs have as they start approaching the final chorus, he cuts the video. So you've seen enough. You get it. Well, it seems that this star may be burning out a little sooner than I thought, because no sooner has she made her debut, it seems like there's another studio that wants to buy her out from Cadence Bank. It's weird. Another kind of like C-tier corporation, Apex Products, who normally deal in AI, actually, and robotics technology, want to kind of take her on to their own label. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. She's barely had the time to settle. This is only just off her EP. She hasn't even dropped a full album yet. The kind of merch sales haven't really kicked in, and I think she needs a little bit of time to breathe before a new talent goes to try and take her over. So what I am proposing is a little bit of an intervention. It seems, and I have some sources in on Apex, that they are expecting her to release a demo tape before they'll take her on. Like, they're treating her like a real, actual artist, so they're demanding a demo tape from her. And it seems that she's working on it while she's in Manchester. They have invited her to their very cushy apart hotel complex, and she will probably be there for the next day or two working on this this mixtape. So I think that she needs a little bit of actually, let's not be around the bush. I think I need some sabotage done. I don't think that tape should be submitted to Apex in the state that it is now. I don't really care what you do. You can steal it, you can sabotage it, you can delete it, you can leak it if you like. I think you'll probably be quite popular if you go and do something like that. But I don't want Apex to receive this 100% complete.
Billy raises his hand.
Yes?
What? Have you tried talking to the artificial intelligence?
Well, as it turns out, my particular role of, you know, nobody is a Mr. Johnson full-time. We all have day jobs. And I'm not really in a position to go be chatting with our artists directly. And, you know, haven't you seen any kind of classic movies? It's always good to send people to send a message.
Yeah.
And you hear, like, the sound of Tommy gunfire in the distance.
Whoa! Jumps very visibly out of his chair a little bit, like, poof.
Spilled your popcorn everywhere.
Oh, no.
It reappears back in the bucket again.
Oh, cool. No, it's just, like, maybe that you could... We could, nicely persuade this... Person? Lady?
Sure. Person? As far as I know, she identifies as female.
Okay. You know, persuade her to not sell to the other company.
I don't really care what you do. Just as long as Apex doesn't really receive that mixtape 100% complete.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I cannot talk to this AI. Trixie will lose her mind.
Trixie doesn't seem like the jealous type.
If you're done talking amongst yourselves, do you have any further questions?
I was going to say, what's the pay for this job?
Well, I would say that the pay for this, I'd be more than willing to give you 6,000 New Yen as a baseline. I think I would be very willing to pay you some more if, I don't know, I'd actually be kind of interested to hear what this mixtape sounds like, but only me, if you get my drift.
Yes. Exclusivity, darling.
Exclusivity sounds good.
Where was this mixtape being created?
Yes, as I say, it is being... she has currently checked in to Apex Apart Hotels in Manchester, and a little ping comes up giving you GPS coordinates to where the hotel is. It's in the centre of Greater Manchester. Well, it's like Greater Manchester now. There's been a massive expansion in the last 50 years to where the place is actually pretty huge now.
It's just not the same as it used to be.
Yeah, it's kind of started to absorb like Leeds and York at this point.
Oh, probably for the best, though. Probably for the best.
Hey.
Yes. Is that all?
I think so.
You covering costs? Hotel cost too?
Oh, are you saying that you would like a reservation at the hotel?
If you could, please.
Please hold.
The same floor, if possible.
Please hold. And he his expression question mark the lens on the front of the
We can hear a tape rewinding.
Yeah, you hear like a tape rewinding sound as he's and the kind of like lens on the camcorder goes dull for a couple seconds. He's thinking, he's like, I have booked a queen suite on the metahuman floor of the hotel for you.
Much obliged.
Excellent. Now,
we can stay in a hotel.
We're gonna go.
We're gonna stay in a hotel?
Undercover.
I've never been in a hotel before.
You get to steal so cool. Tiny soap.
Tiny soap?
Tiny soap? Why would you have tiny soap?
I think...
I'm sorry.
You're all done here. So, best of luck to you. And the curtains swoop closed... as like a rapturous applause kind of echoes in the hall.
Yay!
And the kind of lights go up.
I'll leave. Okay.
My avatar just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get poof.
And you all vanish back into meat space, having woken up wherever you went into VR.
Get out of my room, Mom!
Well, you weren't moving, and I wasn't sure if you were okay. I'm just kidding. I know what VR is, but
okay.
Please lock your door if you're going to be doing something weird on the internet.
No, I... Okay, Mom.
Billy, you're still on comms.
Okay, no!
What are you doing?
Hang up, please!
Okay, bye.
I take it in the background trade contact addresses with Neon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before we get to the mission proper, I will give everybody an opportunity to say what they are doing to prepare. So, Neon, what do you do to prepare before the mission ahead?
You see me going up to a rather fancy painting on the wall, and it zooms up to reveal all the different ridiculously makeup themed kit I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically lockpicking tools that essentially look like a compact and other such items. I go and put on my trench coat, and you see I can change the colour of it. Like, mm-hmm, it's a custom, I can do different colours, because obviously she's learned that distraction is sometimes as good as stealth, so yeah. All of a sudden being bright pink and drawing the eye might be quite useful. Then once she's got herself all sorted in a messenger bag, which is absolutely adorable,
mm-hmm.
She goes.
What shape is the messenger bag?
Oh, it's gonna be. It's gotta be like it's got cat ears.
Oh yeah.
It's absolutely. If you've ever seen the Sailor Moon handbags,
with I'm loving it.
But it's an RFID one. She goes down into a garage where you see. In a sort of almost Fast and Furious, like, ka-chung, ka-chung, lights going on, and it is just a scooter that barely fills the space.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all kinds of spare parts there, and you've got, like, a slightly rockabilly portrait of her with the head thing with her scooter, Lola.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, she is so proud of this. It's why she bonded over. Excuse me. And she's basically just checking it over, giving it a rub down, making sure it's good for the mission.
Mm-hmm. Where is your secret base? In the UK.
Yeah, oh.
Or it's, maybe it's not in the UK and you're operating from a different country and you have to get a flight. I don't know.
No, it's in the UK. I'm going to say it's...
Neo Birmingham.
Underneath Spaghetti Junction.
No, she's going to be central. No, she's as central as she can afford to be, I suppose, in Manchester. Mm-hmm. She's got an apartment, but it's not high up. Mm-hmm. She hasn't quite...
Well, you need to have access to the basement for your cool ass scooter, so exactly. That's all good. I love that. Have a plot point. I like that.
Cool. So she, it's one of those. Have you seen the apartments in Hume where the apartment starts and there's just like a car shed underneath the apartment itself? It's that kind of dealy, but with a door. So yeah.
Nice. You're all kitted out. What is Nana Ranger doing to prepare before the mission?
No, I feel like there's in this part of the transition there's like just music playing and you can't hear the characters talking.
What kind of music's playing?
It's got to be some kind of like kind of more electronic than anything
else. It's approaching rave but not quite.
And Nana Ranger is like in his room, his tiny box room with his little bed and his little table set up for his Alter in his suit, like a sewing machine and also like biotech tools next to each other. And all the, as like with last time, all the walls are covered in like Sentai and Kamen Rider and Ultraman kind of like posters and stuff. And he's got Empire of Place from last time on his shelf, the helmet from the Titanium.
Continuity.
That happened.
The writers were paying attention.
And he's like sacking himself like up and like in front of me, like, you can do this, but you can't hear him say it. It's like, Marvin, you can do this. And then he goes into his wardrobe and opens the container that he keeps his costume in, and it's not there. And you hear him like shouting his mum, but you obviously can't hear it because the music's going over it. And then like, she comes in, he's like gesticulating madly at the case, and she's like, I've washed it very clearly. And and he's mum, like, and then it wipes to him stood by the dryer tapping his foot
in love heart boxer shorts.
he's wearing a pastel plaid shirt. And jeans. He's a very plain clothes kind of, but they look very rough, like they're from a charity shop.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his glasses on and his hair's all tussled because he's fresh out of the shower. But other than that,
And then we cut from this orc that's just come out of the shower.
So
stomach muscles are rippling.
Oh no, his clothes on now. It's just got like.
Oh no, really you can hair. Still you can still see the abs through the shirt.
All right, yeah, no,
I've got to have it in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be like Chris Evans.
It's got to be some fan service.
It's that kind of TV show, ladies and gentlemen, and the non-binary.
So I'll establish them that his clothes are so baggy that you don't usually see that, but you can see it in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's unexpectedly ripped.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. I love this. You also get a plot point. Plot points all around.
Thank you.
Can you do the give me a plot point worthy preparation?
Well, I was going to get out of the shower, but it's done now. So it cuts to Spurs, who lives in like a converted warehouse that's just a garage, and he's just got a hammock in the corner
because
His life is just looking after Trixie. Mm-hmm. So he's got the big red toolboxes all piled up everywhere. Trixie pulls forward, and there's a hatch underneath.
Mm-hmm.
He pops open this hatch. He's like rubbing his hands together, and he opens it up, and he pulls out like a leather trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And he bobs it in the bed of the truck and opens it up. And you just see him looking at it and he's having a smile. And he's like rifling through something. He's like, it's been a while.
Are we getting kind of like golden light coming out of the box like Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, beautiful light. And then he's got a bit of stubble. So he heads to the bathroom and he jumps in the shower because he's tidying himself up a bit. So he's there. And of course, he does look like Chris Pratt. So, you know.
What era Chris Pratt are we talking about?
We're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, like, any era Chris Pratt I would happily take.
Yeah.
But
but then he looks at a photograph of himself when it comes out and he looked like Parks and Rec Chris Pratt and he's like...
I'm fine with that too. I have a plot point for Chris Pratt. Yeah.
And then he loves the truck properly, puts it in. He doesn't take his cowboy hat or his belt buckle or his cowboy boots. He's dressed down. He's sort of got jeans. He's got a plaid shirt on still because he's got plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's buttoned down. He's got a white t-shirt on underneath, but he's clean shaven now. And he's an elf. to say for you. And then he gets in his truck, he presses his old communicator, and he's like, Nano, you ready, boy?
Let me check. No, it's going to be another 20 minutes. She wants my costume! Okay?
You want some takeout picking up?
Yeah, please.
Okay, what? Okay. Neon?
Oh, yes, I'm rather peckish, darling.
Okay, be there in how long?
15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and with that, we cut to a spot in the future. When would you like to be fast-forwarded to? Are you...
No, I'll be picking you up.
No. Yeah. You're coming
up. I'm ringing your goddamn doorbell.
Yeah. Like, I'm like rushing into the costume trying to get downstairs before he can ring the doorbell, but mm-hmm. I fail. And it rings and he gets let in, obviously.
Ma'am.
Ah, it's you.
It is me.
I, just don't have him out too late.
What time is it?
Mom!
Be careful.
Spurs! I'm ready.
He knows when too late is too late.
You know when curfew is?
Yes, Mom.
I got your kid's meal. I had a funky toy.
Tries to pretends that he's like, I don't want that, but he very much does.
We'll have him back in town, man. Don't you worry.
Good, good. Remember that you have chores to do still, so.
You didn't do your chores?
Yes, Mom.
Good. Good, good. Now go play.
What smells like fresh laundry?
She knows that you're in your 20s. She's just incredibly patronizing.
Fair enough.
Laundry smells like
shoes in his 20s?
I offhandedly said that when they were kind of commenting on your kind of age/height. You can be like young 20s. It's entirely fine. You were imagining 19 or something.
Imagining like 19.
Ah, shit.
Is that too young?
Maybe the actor is in their 20s and your character is like 50.
No, yes! Yes, that's perfect.
Good.
No, we'll say he's like 20. We'll say he's 20.
Okay.
21.
Cool. Where's Neon?
She will be tracking his truck, because they've met before, so she knows how to find him. So she's just on her way still to whatever rendezvous we've agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Just... going down the road.
Well, I just come to his house. Like, this is fun. You just keep turning up at his house, yeah? Because I was imagining I'd picked you up and the Yoskut was in the back and we were both just there.
Oh, we were both ridiculing.
Just like, yeah.
Mm. Oh, in that case, I'm just sat like this, just trying not to laugh at my new teammate.
Well, Nano Ranger takes out the Titanium Hearts toy. Yeah. He's playing with it excitedly.
We've got to see the movie once we're done, huh?
Interesting. Yeah. How do you keep these days, darling?
Hey, this is a good guy. Smile gave us sandwiches. They were real nice.
She's real good at cooking.
Real good.
This will never not be creepy.
Nano Ranger is scowling at Spurs right now.
The wind will change and your face will stay. That's gross.
Alright. I suppose you're going to be driving to the Apex Apart Hotel.
Yeah.
How fancy are you driving?
I'm not driving fancy, because I got some splaining to do to people.
That's okay. So the scene is now kind of like in the truck en route mm-hmm. to the location.
Now, I have a plan. I can't talk to this Orpheus lady, because Trixie, she can hear me now, but she's a jealous lady. So you've got to do it.
I'm not jealous. And you hear like a digital sound of like a knife sharpening.
Oh, honey. You know you were the only half. I was looking to get you a body, remember?
Well, you know, I don't need that. The truck is perfectly fine. It was why it was coded to go and inhabit. So I'm relatively company, happy. Just don't be driving any other vehicles.
Thank you for driving us, Trixie.
No problem.
There, you got your manners. That's lovely. Okay, so.
A visible scowl. Just, the anime style, like, slice of eyes. Like
the eyes just cut in, being like, ching. Right, yeah.
I see you there. I have mirrors in this car. So,
we're going to do an undercover job.
A sting?
A disguise time style kind of thing.
It's a sting. Fabulous. You say sting.
That's right. I got a disguise kit. Now, we're going to do this. I'm going to be Pops. I'm going to disguise myself as an old man. An old British man. I can do a good accent. I can do it. And you're going to be my daughter. And you're going to be my grandson.
No.
Yes. Listen. No. Are you ready? Hello. I'm an old man.
I'm dying.
I
want to die.
Not to you. You know.
But I got the kit. Darling.
Is there a plan B at all? Or all your proverbial eggs in this
Trixie,
one?
Trixie, help me out here, honey. Do I sound like an old British man? Come on, love. I'm English.
No response.
I'm using most of my subroutines to navigate the road right now, so I can't spare any processes for going through any media
like
banks. Naysaying.
Does that sound like naysaying to you, boss?
Yes, because she should say nay.
It's the best.
Can I modulate my voice somehow using technology?
Yes, but do you have that technology?
I don't rightly know. Trixie, could you do it?
Well, I can download a voice altering pack for you. It's the same technology that I use to alter your voice when you're piloting your drones.
Yeah, let's do that, because I'm beginning to think my voice isn't any good.
I'd like to speak out of character very quickly, in that I feel it would be a very awesome idea if you were restricted to using a recording out of one of your drones. Kind of like...
Well, I was going to say, if I can't do that, yeah, like... The drone has to fly around near me. It's like, hello, I'm
two
an
weeks.
Old man.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Should we do that? Just...
Oh, boy.
I feel like we should just let him get it out of his system.
Yeah, we've got the drive there. It'll be fine. But okay. Get there. Yeah.
We're here.
Oh, we're here.
Yeah, you pull up outside Apex Apart Hotels. It is what looks like a 50-floor skyscraper-ass hotel. It's in almost kind of like an elongated torus, so it looks cylindrical from the outside going up. But if you looked at it from the middle down, you can see that the middle of it is hollow, like a real tall donut. It's kind of got like a neon blue kind of aesthetic. And as you approach, your AR, like... Wi-Fi connection and all your devices notifies that you are approaching an Apex branded internet system, and that it has already downloaded the Apex Apart Hotel matrix system to your computers.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want me to do the disguise.
You can do the disguise. It's the familial relationship that we're. I think I'm saying that we're uncomfortable with that. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that.
Okay.
From that, shall we go into turn order now that some action is about to start? We'll go in the order of Neon, Nano Ranger, and Spurs. I can spend a plot point to shake up that order, but we'll do that for now. So, Neon, what are you going to do?
I want to get into a position across the road where I can pull out my compact and use the mirror to sort of assess the foyer using the reflection of the compact.
Okay, yes, you are going. So you go and like vanish a little way away.
Yes,
from stealthy. The. And go and make a perception check for me, please. Perception is willpower plus logic.
Okay.
First roll of the game. It's always the most exciting one. And it's usually a perception roll in this system. So if you remember the number of fives and sixes...
Sweet Jesus!
How many successes?
I've 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Are you happy with that level of success?
Yeah.
What do you see?
I see the camera layout, like the surveillance layout for the foyer.
Ah, so it's some kind of a computer compact that's kind of checking out the...
I could have a little bit of digital information.
Okay.
I could also see maybe some sort of door, a staff on the door where we might be able to acquire uniforms, for example. Yeah, sort of assess exits, entrance, surveillance, and uniforms. I think that's...
Yeah. No, you get a decent plan of the kind of meat space version of the hotel, because your compact also backs up as a computer and is checking out the space. You realize that the matrix layout, the matrix server for the Apex Apart Hotel, is 1-to-1 exactly the same as the physical hotel.
I will fix my makeup and head back to the boys, closing my compact, and see what they're up to.
What is Nano Ranger up to?
Okay, so for your benefit and the benefit of the audience, I'm going to describe his costume again real quick. He's wearing like a purple kind of morph suit style onesie with like a lot of like a utility belt. But his defining feature is that he's got this kind of big kind of scarf thing that's kind of semi-translucent green with all these metal chunks to it that kind of click together when he uses it, and they kind of form arms at one point. But right now he's not got his like helmet visor kind of thing gone because that will fall over later. But I think just before you turn back to us, he kind of like taps you on the shoulder with one of his nano arm things. He's like, What are you doing?
I'm accessorizing, Daniel. I see you've done the same.
And he kind of blushes a little bit, like, no, this is for this is cool stuff. For like,
are you saying what I'm doing isn't cool stuff?
No, I mean, it does cool stuff. Not that it's... No.
She gives you a little wink, seeing how flustered you are, and just...
Oh, okay, kind of fans himself, not with his real hands, but with the nano hands. nice. Okay, do we... So, sorry to get technical.
No problem.
Do we know what floor this AI is on?
Not yet.
Not yet. Right. I think he's going to just... walk into the hotel then, because he doesn't know what else to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You walk past the guards at the front of the door. They eye up and down. Are you carrying a bag?
No, it's too late to establish it. He's got his costume on. He's carrying a bag with like normal clothes and a toothbrush and stuff in it. He's got like. He's generally got an overnight stay bag,
mm-hmm.
like a normal person would carry, because this is his first time in a hotel,
mm-hmm.
and he's super, super excited. But he's not actually brought that much with him, so yeah, he's carrying a bag.
Yeah, they look at you, and look at the bag, and then just they don't do anything. And just continue to walk through.
Oh, okay. I'd like to think they think he's just here for a convention. In fact, I might actually spend a plot point to say that there is a convention on at the moment.
Absolutely, you may do that. There is a like convention going on. What type of convention is it?
It'll be like a general Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
So like, there's lots of ridiculous costumes. Or not ridiculous, but like lots of different costumes. Because
mm-hmm.
Sentai, if it was a Sentai convention, that'd just be too...
That's too
coincidental. So yeah, it's just like general, like there's loads of like
mm-hmm.
different comic book characters, and there's some Titanium Hearts characters, and there's like... there's different movie things, and so he fits right in his costume, and he's like kind of geeking out a little bit because mm-hmm. he didn't know this was happening. And now he's like, is this what hotels are like? Do people dress like that? This in hotels? This is awesome. Did you get to be what you want in a hotel? I can't breathe.
The guards continue to stare at you, but again, don't do anything.
We're just hearing all this over comms.
Yeah.
Breathe, so come on.
I guess he's going to just check in. I guess.
Yeah, you're just going to walk up to the front desk.
Yeah, he's walking up to the front desk and checking in.
I
was trying to think if he'd do something mechanical interesting, but no, this is just what Billy's going to do in this now.
Yeah, yeah. No, the concierge receptionist kind of looks up at you and is like, "Good morning, sir."
Good day to you. How does this work? I don't have a ticket, or do you give me a key, or... I've never been in a hotel before.
I assume you have a booking.
I heard you had, like, really, really small soap. Why do you have small soap?
I heard... Do you have a booking?
No.
Yeah.
Now, breathe. Breathe. You send it all over.
Brings up on his, like, little wrist... not deck, but little computer, the reservation that he's got now that he's
thinking about like, yeah, yeah, you see...
He doesn't send it over, he physically shows the screen to them.
Yeah, you see that the name that you've been put under, he's decided to go and reference the long-fabled sitcom cartoons of yore and has called you Max Power.
Yeah, no, I'll have that. I'll take that.
And the concierge inspects the pass data and is glancing down at his terminal and says, "Yes, you are on floor 38."
What? Hi. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
You seem to have additional residences in that apartment. Are they with you?
Looks around. I think they'll be in a minute. And shall I pass my turn there?
You haven't made a roll yet. So if you don't want to make a roll, that's fine. I'm just reminding you.
I don't see what you do with a roll. Okay, so
that's cool. Yeah, so we'll move on to Spurs.
Spurs is sat in Trixie, just firmly gripping the wheel, and is like, I thought it was a good idea. I just wanted to use my disguise kit so bad. I did a whole bit. I opened it. There's a light inside it. No one saw that.
But the viewers saw it, and that's all that matters.
Darling, am I a fool?
You're not. And, sweetheart...
I'm sorry, Neon. I was talking to Trixie, right?
Oh.
I'm sorry, I should have turned off my comms.
You can still do the disguise. It's okay.
No, I think I can't.
You could be a wonderful hotel employee.
I'm gonna just turn the comms. Sorry to speak on your turn, but I'm gonna turn the comms on to just me and you. And go, we should just say we're sorry. He's real hurt. We're sorry, Spurs.
No, I get it. I get it. It's okay.
No, we were.
I disguise myself as an American. Which I am. So I can probably do that, boss.
We can tell.
Thank you, Trixie. Why are you saying that?
Because I'm programmed to be nice to you, she says to herself.
Jesus. A harsh world.
Well, consumer AI is smart, but designed to be very pliable to their user.
It's one of them days for old Spurs. No love for Spurs today. Is it valet parking?
Sure. Give me a plot point and it is.
Oh, no then. I've got to park it myself.
I'd like to think, a man such as yourself would spend a plot point on his missus, but whatever.
I'd rather drive myself.
FYI, you have a max of 5 plot points, so it's good to spend them to earn them.
I'm going to spend a point to say there is, because I want to put Lola somewhere safe, even if you're not. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll just drive Trixie down myself.
Yeah, there's valet parking.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to use it.
That's okay.
I don't want to tip nobody, no new yen. I've been hurt. I just want to spend some time in my car.
That's true. Last time you tipped somebody new, and they looked at you like you were stupid.
Yeah,
so
I'm not doing that. So I'll drive down to the, I'm guessing, underground parking.
Mm-hmm.
So drive it down, and while I'm down there, say there's a couple of guys bumming about on the break.
Would need to spend a plot point for, or do a perception roll.
I kind of want to use my roll for something else.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Yeah, there's a group of... are they shady? On a scale of 1 to Eminem, how shady are they?
They are not cool enough to decide who's between that scale, so I'm going to say middling. Middling hotel employees. Insert someone who's middling shady.
It was a slim, shady joke. It was bad. Don't worry about it.
They're there. So I get out and I'm like... Bomber smoke bars.
They kind of look at you, and be like, no, I whatever, and they pass you an e-cigarette.
Ah, much obliged.
Don't you best give that back. That rig was very complicated to build.
I will not abscond with this rig, sir. Yeah. I will stay here.
It looks like you could get some fat rips off this sick ass vape.
Let's see what I can do.
I've never vaped a day in my life. I have no idea how these things work.
I'm going to make that cotton.
I'm going to do it for you right now.
Do I make you roll to do some big fucking clouds? Oh, are you going to stun? Yeah,
that's
give
not
me.
What I want to do the roll on my will.
Yes. Well, no. This is if I make you do a roll. That's not your roll for the turn.
Right. Okay.
So go and give me an agility plus charisma roll.
That is perfect use of those stats. Yes.
All creative stuff is largely those two, unless there's a more appropriate combination.
This is
I assume you're doing a very artistic vape.
I'm gonna try my hardest to vape a.
Let me make this slightly harder because I want to see how this goes.
Vape nation.
How many fives and sixes?
I got five. It is the perfect replica of Trixie, but in vape form.
You vape a fucking truck.
She drives, but she drifts around and then disappears.
And they're kind of like, yo. one like rig falls out of his mouth and it clutters to the floor and he's like, oh no.
This ain't my first vape. Oh, she just said rodeo. God damn. I'm hurt. Because you said I could dress as normal.
I'm having a fun fucking time. You get a plot point for that.
Yes. And he says that out. I was like, damn, I should have said rodeo. Oh.
Yeah, they're very impressed by you.
Oh, excellent. So after the sick vape, it's like,
mm-hmm.
What? Now,
mm-hmm.
Boys, I heard a rumor.
Yeah,
that there's a beautiful pop star AI lady. All up in this hotel here.
Three of them roll their eyes and go, oh, they roll their eyes and go, oh, here we fucking go.
No.
One of them, though, is already, like, his eyes, like, light up and be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's here. She's here. I saw her in person. Well, no, I saw her through the AR on my phone, but I saw her and, yeah. Yeah, I also saw her yesterday. Do you want to see a cool thing?
Yeah, always.
Cool, he like presses a button on the side of the concierge suit. Like the concierge suits, they look like suits, but also there's no visible fastenings from what you can see. So he presses a button near his waist, and it pops open, and there's already merch. There's a T-shirt of Orpheus on the shirt, and his eyes are, you can see like anime sparkles in his eyes. He is so starstruck that Orpheus is in this building.
Well, damn, where do I get myself one of those?
Well, you know, you have to know the right people with a graphic design degree and a printing press, he says, kind of like fiddling with his fingernails and looking very smug.
Well, I don't know if I know any folk like that.
Oh, you might.
Is it you? Is it a trick? Is it you? Are you tricking old Spurs?
He winks at you.
Oh! You're a tricksy devil. Nah, I knew I liked you.
So, yeah. I can tell you where she is. Where she is.
What do you need for... Good. It's a tit for tat.
1,500 yen.
Nah. Let's roll some dice. See if I can reduce the cost.
Legitimately asking this man to gamble.
Yeah. Let's have a game of dice.
Either of those things are feasible. Are you making a persuasion roll, or are you actually going to challenge him to a game of craps? Because I don't know how to do that second thing in mechanics, but we can.
I'm going to say we'll just try and give him some of the old charisma.
All right. Do you have persuasion as a skill?
I have con.
So yeah, you can like bluff your way if you can reason out a way while you'd be kind of conning him, or like rather than persuading, mm-hmm. you can do a con roll.
I think I can do that.
So so tell me how you're going to con this guy into making it cheaper.
So leans in, is like, listen, I'll lean in too. He leans in, and he's like. You ever heard of the paparazzo?
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Okay.
And my employer, they want a picture of this lady.
Mm-hmm.
Real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of new yen.
Mm-hmm.
Like a slot machine dropping down, raining down from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get the picture, can you help me? Because it's a trickle-down economy. It'll come down to you, my friend. You help me find her?
Okay, make a con roll.
I don't get that +2 for using my acoustic guitar. That's not there, though.
Yeah, you're not performing with your acoustic guitar.
I don't think I ever will.
You might. It's all about finding excuses to use your skills. How many successes?
I got 3, but what if I burn an edge? What can I reroll?
So if you burn an edge now, you can reroll all your failures.
Okay. So I'll do that.
Okay, you go down to 3 edge.
So much edge. That did nothing anyway, so...
Yeah, he looks pensive for a moment and goes... Yeah, but if I take you to see her, then I get to submit the photo.
Okay. Credit to you. You're a bigger fan than I, so...
He has a really, really, like, creepy laugh.
Are you okay?
Oh, no, I just... Yeah. So fucking stoked. And he takes, like, a big, like, rip of his, like, sick vape. It looks like a saxophone. It, like,
two kind of look like saxophones. I can see that.
Yeah, you could get a saxophone.
It actually plays, like, a saxophone solo as he rips from it.
No.
Yeah, no, it's actually doing that.
I'm going to spend a plot point right now to say it's a saxaboom.
Okay. I don't know how many people who are listening to it know what that looks like, but
if you're listening to this, go on Google saxaboom right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those.
It will be in the hypothetical but probably doesn't exist show notes.
Oh, no.
Today we've learned what a saxaboom is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always nice to look into the past and see it reflected in the future. Yeah. And he's like, he nods and he's like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. And we cut back to Neon.
Who is arriving on Lola,
mm-hmm.
side saddle, mm-hmm. with her long coat now draped over her shoulders like a flying cape.
Okay.
And she sort of saddles on it.
What colour is the coat cape?
I've set it to red.
Okay.
So she's got red lips, black barrier, and the red. So she sort of glides in effortlessly. And she takes one set of keys and she goes up to the valet. She's like, my precious Lola here is awful small. So when you're parking her, is there any chance you could sort of tuck her in close to any sort of security offices or anything where someone could keep an eye on it? Because she'd just be hidden away by any of these sort of monstrous cars, and I'm so frightfully afraid of her.
The valet nods and then also rubs his fingers together in the sign of give me some cash.
In that case, she's going to try and charm him.
Okay. Are you giving, what kind of role are you giving me?
I'm going to con him into thinking I'm going to give him my number.
All right, yes.
And I'm going to use tailored pheromones so I can reroll any 2s on that.
Okay.
So 4 successes.
Yeah. He seems like he's all kind of like, oh man, the expression on his face is like, he doesn't seem, he's wary that he might be being catfished here.
Yeah.
But he's like, but a number would be fucking sweet. So, yeah. He takes the keys from you and hesitates, like he's also waiting on an additional thing.
I make a little message and it's got a little kiss and a wink on it and send it over to him.
Okay. He's like, oh.
But the camera cuts to the inside of my messenger bag and you see my, like, a second set of keys with a more substantial key fob with a series of what looks to be buttons, potentially.
Yeah, so he, I guess, gets on your scooter and it schools off.
I will continue up and get my reservation.
Yeah, you go up. The concierge is says, they say hello. It goes as Nana Ranger did without the awkwardness. you as well are directed to the 38th floor, and the concierge says to you, it seems that there is another person due to check in. Will they be arriving soon?
Yes, he is just taking care of his significant other, and he'll be with us shortly.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful stay at Apex Apart Hotels.
I'm sure
the best place to stay, Manchester. They say, and they smile unconvincingly.
With that, I just turn, nod, and head to the elevators.
Okay, meeting up with Nano Ranger at the elevators, I assume.
Can I just ask it was a number you actually sent him?
Oh, it's like a dummy number I've got to set up with my voicemail, but it would never get through.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Of course you send a fake number. Yeah.
I thought you were going to send him, like, his or my number or something.
Oh, no. This is something she's been doing for a while.
She's practiced.
What is that?
Just a... No, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. I don't think Billy waited for anybody. I think he's in the elevator on his way up.
Okay.
Too excited to have waited.
Yeah. The elevator is in the kind of like center bit of the donut and glass. And as you kind of you look up at the as you approach the elevator shaft and see that you can see it go all the way up until it becomes too hazy and blue with the glass in the way to see any higher. Looks very nice.
Well, so he's gotten in the elevator and he's pressed the button for his floor.
Mm-hmm.
And as the elevator stops, he's like really excited, about to walk out, and he goes, "No." And then lets the doors close again and presses the button for the floor that he knows the lady, the AI is on.
You don't know that yet.
Or do I not know that yet?
I don't believe anybody's told you that information yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologize.
No, it's okay. You can. I'm. You're free to kind of do a general excursion around and try and work out where she is, though.
Yeah. Well. Well, how would you go about doing that, though?
Probably by security on her floor. You'd have to go up every floor, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that'd take him forever, though.
Also, eavesdropping exists. There are many things that you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess he'll try and go down to the staff level, I guess? But I pretend it's by accident and try and, like...
You inspect the kind of, like, elevator keypad of all the floors. There is basement floors. There is a jack-in point and a keyhole fob point in the elevator panel.
Right.
Your key card gets you into the elevator and it works fine
to
the floors that guests are supposed to go to. Going to the kitchens as a member of the general public is a thing that they probably don't want. It's a thing you can do. It's just not going to be actually easy.
Yeah, right. He's going to try and hack into that then, that key. But I guess, can he hack into that?
Oh, yeah, there is a jack-in point on the elevator.
Yeah, he's going to get, like, a little...
Do you have hacking as a skill?
You know full well that I don't.
Just saying so for the audio.
You
could
have climbed down, defaults.
Well, I was considering that, but I feel like he might die.
It defaults to logic, then.
Okay, we should be honest.
So go and give me a logic roll.
I'm going to spend a point of edge on this roll. 3 successes.
Are you happy with that level of success?
I will have to be.
Okay. As you plug your personal computer, portable computer, into the dead jack and start cracking. You're not necessarily experienced at hacking well or stealthily, but you know the basics of trying to get into these systems. But it seems that after prodding through a few firewall levels, you go and try and prod a firewall in a way that the system doesn't like, and an intrusion countermeasure electronics, or ICE, is activated, and you can kind of see on your the screen of your computer this piece of ICE looks like a bouncer. They have shades on, and they look very stern and kind of like echoing in on through the phone into your sub vocal, being like, "What do you think you're doing?"
Oh, I was.
You are being reminded to leave before you are escorted off the premises immediately.
What, I'm getting kicked out completely?
Of the this is the this is essentially the AI that is guarding this particular system.
Right.
So you're being escorted off the premises.
That would have broke his heart if he got kicked out of the hotel before getting in the room. Okay, I'm sorry. I've never been in a hotel before, and I'm sorry.
Please leave before you're escorted off the premises immediately.
And walks dejected to the room.
Yeah, as you approach the floor that you're on, it seems that the AR on your device activates, mm-hmm. and through whatever kind of devices that you use to see AR through your equipment, you find that this particular floor is quite resplendent. It's very, very pretty. As you approach your room, it seems like out of the otherwise very ornate but featureless wall emerges a door with a kind of little kind of like welcome.
He's just like full on Steven Universe star eyes and like blush your cheeks like oh.
And the kind of like the very ornate, it looks like ancient wood, kind of like carved artisanally from mahogany, and it effortlessly slides into the wall like mahogany doors absolutely do not do.
Yeah, it's like going for the handle of the door, like almost mm-hmm. shaking, opens it.
Yeah.
And sees, like, for us. Am I to
yeah, you're free to go and describe.
Like there's like a split second discrepancy before like the room activates, where he just sees like the blank
mm-hmm.
black tiles of the room that project this, and then it fully activates into like the dopest hotel room he's ever. Well, any hotel room is the dopest he's ever seen in his life, but it's got like a four poster bed and like really nice marble top cabinets and stuff, mm-hmm. and like an ensuite bathroom.
Which it's absolutely a king size bed.
It's bigger than his flat.
Mm-hmm.
And he just immediately uses the nano arms to. He doesn't even do it on purpose. They kind of react to his fault and they push him off the ground into a jump onto the bed. Full dive style.
Give me an acrobatics check.
Oh, yay! How do I do that? I can't remember. Would that be athletics?
You have athletics as a skill. Give me an athletics check then. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be making a flying leap onto the bed.
5 plus 2 plus 2 dice for jumping tests?
Yes.
Yay. 3, 4. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Tell me about this sick swan dive that you do.
I don't think it's that sick, because he doesn't really know that he's doing it. He kind of does it impulsively.
Mm-hmm.
But it just kind of, it's just slow-mo, and halfway through it, like in the shot slow-mo and halfway mm-hmm. through it, you see his face realise like that he's doing this jump, and there's just elation on his face, and
yeah,
he
yeah.
lands face first into the bed,
mm-hmm.
and it completely absorbs him. He goes right into it and bounces back up again.
Yeah.
Into a second bounce, because it's that springier bed. Mm-hmm, this is mm-hmm. the best, one of the best moments of his life.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't hit the chocolate on the pillow, so it's still good.
Right.
An extra treat to discover later.
He has no idea.
Shall we cut to Spurs?
So I'm still with this. So
yeah, you're with the concierge.
I've had a bit of back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So have I gotten his name out of him?
Yeah. The concierge's name is Alexander with an O.
Oh, Alexander.
One of the other concierges passes by. And she says, "Yo, Xander, you're supposed to be on kitchen duty." And he's like, "Don't call me that. It's Alexander. It's full name. Full name. Ah, sorry. No. Yeah. Ignore her. Ignore her. She just likes to be a tease. She knows who the real boss is around here." And he puffs out his chest very unconvincingly.
I see, Alexander. You're the boss.
Damn straight I am. Who's getting you this goddamn photo?
It's you.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it.
Yeah. She is, if I recall correctly, and you know I recall correctly because I have a memory like a steel trap, she is on the 35th floor.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's one of those floors that's designed specifically for robots and AI, because, you know, we have this policy here.
Well, no, I do not know.
Oh, well, and his kind of, like, posture and facial expression kind of snaps to kind of like he's reciting something. He goes, well, at Apex Apart Hotels, we do not discriminate against all kinds of people, metahuman or synthetic, so any AI or robot or android or cyborg is welcome within our walls, and we treat them as equally as possible. Did you know that our Apex Apart Hotels have a 50% rate of employees between metahumans and synthetics?
I did not know.
Yeah, that's right. And you can find out all information on the Apex Apart Hotels Matrix site for more information. And with that recite over, don't patronize me.
No, that was beautiful. It's poetry in motion.
It's a really bad recite. You can tell that he's not really much of a public speaker.
But he tried.
He did his best. And that's all that matters, except for when you want an actual acting job.
I don't know.
None of us are going to get acting jobs anytime soon. And it makes me sad. Well, I should only really speak for myself in that regard. Yeah. I can't do character voices, and yet I'm doing a actual play podcast. I'm a very cool person. Yeah, so with that recitation over, he's like, didn't you notice how the Matrix website here is like a one-to-one rendition of the hotel? So like AIs can check in and stuff, so they have actual rooms and all that. It's like kind of neat. Although, and he says like behind his hand, kind of pointless. I don't get why they would actually want, but you know, whatever, they pay me.
My significant other is an AI.
he goes like, well, that's good for you. The 35th floor is the one with Orpheus on it. Come with me, sir, to to the elevator, and I will take you to your room. Winks.
Wink.
And they walk over, and he waves his hand on the cool lift, and unlike the circumstances when all kind of like lifts and you have to like wait like 2 minutes for the thing to the lift arrives immediately.
Mm. I like that.
And they get in, and he waves his hand across the kind of like jack-in point on the lift, and then pushes the button for the floor, and it goes actually a little faster than you are maybe used to, and you can kind of feel the kind of pressure, and your ears pop because you go to the 35th floor at quite a speed, and the door opens onto the 35th floor, and you see blank hallways. It looks really, really kind of like artificially plain, really, really chic, like, you know, web 5.0, real, real clean, super clean, but absolutely featureless. It looks like blank walls, as far as you can tell. You can't see any doors.
It looks at me like, Alexander?
Uh-huh.
Which room?
Oh, this, follow me. I guess you can't see it. Can you see this?
I see blank walls.
Yeah, that makes sense. You don't have are you checked in?
No.
That would be why you can't see shit. You need to be checked in to see the bits that your reservation is eligible to see. Anyway, follow me, I guess.
Now, how would I get to see everything?
Well, you gotta have like a proper key card. You've got to be like an employee or reserve, like you check yourself in.
Now, Alexander, you tell me, if I had a fancy suit like yours, I could see me everything.
He pauses and goes, Why are you implying?
Oh, I'm just asking. Okay. I'm curious. They call me Curious Spurs. That's what they call me.
Okay. And he continues to guide you along the... And it's taking quite a while. It seems like this room is going to be on the other side of the torus of this floor, since it's a big circle. He does it in kind of like nervous silence. Like he's excited that he's going to go and have a reason to pester Orpheus again. But also that last dialogue exchange was something that he wasn't particularly enthusiastic about it. And he starts to slow down.
Something wrong?
Nothing. We're almost...
You think I'm going to try and knock you out and steal your suit, don't you?
Well, you did.
You're a tiny boy. That won't fit me.
You did ask if...
I was asking in case I should need to procure one from somebody else. Somewhere else.
Well, I think that would be very heavily against...
Are you trying to tell me it would be against hotel policy? Because I have a feeling that what you're doing right now is against hotel policy.
Yeah, but I get paid for that. I don't want to be in any kind of, like, punch-up. This is just so I can see a celebrity. I don't want you to go and strip one of my...
Hey! Strip? What? You not hang them up when you're wearing them? You little creep. I think I got to strip a dude. I don't do that.
I'm so confused. So, you're telling me that you want one of the uniforms, which I'm not quite sure if I particularly want to give you now. Is it too late? He's looking around like, is it too late to back out of this fucking deal? This deal's
knock
gone,
him out.
This deal's gone him bad.
If you remember how it worked last time, I couldn't knock him out very well.
He looks like he doesn't necessarily want to pull through anymore. He could probably be convinced, but yeah, he looks real nervous about assisting you now.
Okay. Let's convince him. What's persuasion or...
If you don't have persuasion, it defaults to charisma. Again, in intimidate also defaults to charisma if you don't have it.
Okay. I'll try and intimidate him then.
Okay. What are you going to say to this dude?
I got to pull my knife out first.
Right. Yeah.
Let's start fooling. I'm going to burn an edge. I got one. I got three.
Okay. He's happy with that level of success.
Yeah, I don't want to burn another edge on that.
Yeah. He pulls out his... as you pull out your knife, he's like, and fumbles around his person and then hits the button that opens up his shirt.
God again. Damn! What are you doing?
Nothing. It's fine. And he puts his hands up in the air.
Oh, Christ. Oh, gets on the comms. Neon.
Yes, darling?
Can you come to the 33rd floor? We got a weird exhibitionist down here. Need you hide him somewhere?
He's still wearing his, like, custom-made Orpheus t-shirt underneath his jacket.
Take that shirt off. Take that shirt off. I'm taking that shirt. I'm going to give it my friend.
Melanie, what exactly am I listening to here?
What? Exciting times. We're going to get in the room. I know where she is.
I'm en route.
Thank you. Nano.
There's no...
You want an Orpheus shirt?
There's no chocolate in this room.
Okay. This is a fancy hotel. Why is there no chocolate?
Yeah, it cuts just chocolate around Nano in his face. Eating a packet of macadamia nuts.
I enjoy that.
You ain't eating out of the minibar, are you? I don't know if that's covered.
No.
They don't cover incidentals.
It's my first time in a hotel!
Oh, goddamn. Hey, you want an
Orpheus
shirt?
Yes, I like the shirt!
Okay.
While you're arguing, like, the concierge guy's hands start to slowly lower.
I'm still holding my goddamn knife.
Ah!
That's right. Just take it all off, Jesus Christ. Come on. Leave the pants on! Wait, no, you might get the wrong idea.
He starts to slowly remove his jacket. He's like, as he starts to remove his jacket, his hand knocks again. His hair is like in a tight bun, and it knocks loose the clip, and it kind of falls very dramatically over one eye as he starts to kind of remove his jacket. As we cut he
very slowly, he's like, no.
Oh yeah, no, it kind of was. In a bit as we cut to Neon,
who walks up on this,
who arrives immediately on the 35th floor,
holding up a guy with a knife
as he's midway through removing his jacket and starting to like unbuckle his trousers.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I'm just gonna roll close combat, knock him out, strip him myself.
I cannot punch people for the laugh in me.
You are embarrassing this oh my poor God. Child.
His name is Alexander, and he does sick vapes.
I think Alexander kind of likes from that dramatic half whip.
He just thought I was going to strip him down, but I wasn't. But now I am, and I'm confused as to what I'm doing now. And you guys upset me earlier.
You're not the only person who's very confused.
No one asked you. I'll stab you.
Don't.
Just keep stripping. Oh, God damn it.
No, he's... Yeah, okay.
That was just three.
Are you happy with that level of success?
I'm gonna ask me, I only have one edge.
Yeah, you succeed in excess of two.
Thanks.
So,
God.
What attack are you using?
To knock him out.
Yeah.
Are
you going barehanded or are you using a weapon?
Oh no, she's gonna go in barehanded.
You deal 3 points of damage to him, and you deck him hard across the face.
Well, I was gonna say like.
Or what? Actually, no, sorry. Yeah. You tell me what happens your attack.
I say you're embarrassing the poor boy. I try and comfort him by just striking down his jawline, but then I just backhand and knock him out without even looking.
Yeah, you backhand him, and he sprawls across the floor. And you hear quiet sobbing.
I have to apologize to you, Alexander. This was really not how this was meant. I was thought you'd just tell me where the clothes room was and I could go get changed, but you thought I was going to strip you down.
He's still sobbing with his kind of like trousers roughly around his thighs.
Just take the damn pants off. This take too long.
I'm so glad I went to the room.
We have to talk about how. You keep getting into these situations.
I need to teach me how to hit people.
Or maybe just not try and get people who are crying to strip.
He wasn't crying to start with.
You had like a good 5 minutes to put a skill in this box and you chose disguise.
I'm going to disguise myself as a concierge. That's my disguise. I have to acquire the disguise to be the disguise. Why am I talking character voice when I'm supposed to be talking out of character? Goddamn.
Oh no, that was all. That was all. That was all in character. That was all dialogue. That's in the recording now.
Really? I'm glad you didn't see this.
See,
get out of the minibar.
Oh, yeah, there's no. So, the camera cuts to him, and he's not in the minibar, but he's just opening the door to room service in a robe, and there's like a tray of lobster coming in.
What the hell?
You don't know that though.
Did you steal? Did you at least steal a towel?
I'm going to steal.
You can take
steal anything.
You're lobster, sir.
What the hell?
No, I gotta go.
Remind me to punch him next. Wait, get the t-shirt. I need that. I promised him.
And with that, it cuts to a big splash logo of the talent agency. And it says, the talent agency will return after these messages. Thank you for listening to The Talent Agency Mission 2 Part 1 Sticky Drama. In this episode, Nano Ranger was played by Paolo, Spurs was played by Anthony, and Neon Hand was played by Scotia. I've been your GM, Nathan. The theme music is Ammonia Clouds by Blank Banshee. And now for your dose of me gushing about music. The inspiration song for this episode is also the song that made me want to run a cyberpunk tabletop campaign in the first place. Sticky Drama by 10tricks.never, who most people call OPN, because as pretentious artist names go, that one's pretty up there. I first heard OPN when I was looking for music to study to in university. His album Replica is this really ambient, intricate thing where all the beats and samples sound like a jumbled mess on the first listen, but after you feel it for a while, the rhythm just slides into place, and that moment of meshing is a really, really cool feeling. It was really cool, but pretty impossible to recommend to other people. Sticky Drama is from OPN's most recent album, Garden of Delete. It's a much easier album to listen to. It's still weird and glitchy in places, but it has this really well-defined theme and songs that at least try to mimic a more pop song-like structure. You can tell that OPN was also following internet music trends. There's a lot of vaporwave and vapor trap vibes in it. If you're digging the Blank Banshee music I use in these podcasts, you'll probably get into Garden of Delete as well. Sticky Drama specifically had this really cool duality between cute but distorted poppy synthesized vocals and this super corrupted, almost demonic alternate vocal that sounds like raptors crashing a J-pop concert. It made me think of Hatsune Miku, the real world embodiment of the whole virtual idol concept with like a killer streak, and how fun it would be in an RPG setting to interact with a being that's both equally there to entertain you as much as it is to fight you. Whether that's Orpheus's true nature, I won't tell you. You're going to have to find out in the second part of Sticky Drama. So until next time, runners, stay weird.